Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and thanks for tuning in once again to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. If you're not already connected with us on our various social media outlets, we invite you to do so by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at ePodcast Network. Today we're speaking with Mr. Michael Lackwood. He is the founding principal of Spring Delta Asset Management, a wealth and asset management firm based in New York. Mr. Lackwood, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you for having me.
And certainly our pleasure. Looking forward to hearing from you today. So first of all, I'd like you to talk about the importance of cash reserves for small business owners to kick things off here today. Thanks so much for doing that.
Okay, well, great. Well, cash reserves continue to be one of the cornerstones of business owners. They allow you to expand, maintain, and weather the storm congruently with the various business cycles. As those cash reserves expand in relation to your operating expenses, it begins to make sense to put some of these funds into an investment vehicle that can yield during that short-term hold that you're not actually using the money. Unfortunately, since the Federal Reserve in the last, call it, 2 months or so, 3 months, has cut rates to zero due to the COVID-19 virus, finding high interest-bearing vehicles is really tough to do. However, and now I say it's tough to do because no one wants to take an exorbitant amount of risk. And so continuing to stay somewhat risk-tolerant or somewhat conservative with your approach to your business cash reserves, there's a few options that you can look at to make sure that you can get a little something for your money as it sits and you either stockpile it or expand.
And certainly do appreciate your input there covering the importance of cash reserves for small business owners. Now, how can a company's cash be used to generate returns in the present rather than sitting idle?
Great question. And usually we talk about once a business owner has been able to understand their cash needs for, let's say, for the next 3 months or 4 months, thereafter, if you've got your 3 to 4 months covered, you can then start to put money into some kind of high-yielding program. So government treasury bonds, CDs, actual money markets, even short-term investment-grade corporate bonds, those similar to what the Fed may be purchasing, and there's recent news about that. And so although I don't recommend investing in hopes of being backstopped by the Fed, however, some of these corporate bonds may be good investments. And so, for instance, on CDs, well, let's say for money markets, you can get maybe up to 0.5%, maybe 0.55%, and that money you can put in and out with a day's notice. So it's pretty liquid. CDs are something very similar. If you want like a 6 month hold or a 3 month hold, they're a little less than some of the money markets that I found out there, but still offer, if you want to go out maybe a year or so, they may offer a good yield for you. What was most interesting, though, was some of the investment-grade corporate bonds that were out there. For instance, Boeing, Morgan Stanley, Caterpillar, or CVS Pharmacy are all large companies, various sectors of the economy, and they could yield anywhere from 1.75% for a, call it, next year August hold, so just over a year, anywhere from 1.75 to 2.2%. And that's not too bad. However, obviously you're taking the risk upon that particular corporation. And so if you feel Boeing is too risky, maybe you look at Caterpillar or CVS Pharmacy or Morgan Stanley. But those are the varied options of yield that you could get out there that you could put your cash reserves once you've set aside some of the immediate money that you have.
Yeah, certainly some helpful information and really appreciate your input there. Now, what are some of the common mistakes that you see business owners make in regards to their cash reserves?
Well, that's a tricky question. I don't see a whole bunch of errors. I mean, I'd say sometimes individuals will or business owners will stockpile unnecessarily. So they may have too much money just sitting in cash getting 0.0001%. So just making that money work for you is probably some of the biggest mistakes. I also see individuals paying things off sooner than it needs to be. So for instance, paying rent 6 months in advance or 12 months in advance, or paying your mortgage 12 months in advance, or paying a credit card bill, or not utilizing maybe some of the lines of credits or low interest rate opportunities that are out there, and sometimes not using their own money. But that's a whole different conversation. However, I think those three are the biggest: stockpiling unnecessarily, paying things too far in advance, or just not utilizing other credit instruments to their advantage.
And as a small business owner, certainly folks can learn from some of those highlights there and your input there today. We're joined by Mr. Michael Lackwood, founding principal of Spring Delta Asset Management, a wealth and asset management firm based in New York, here on Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now tell us, as we move ahead, Mr. Lackwood, what role does the current climate play in a company's cash reserves, and should they be stockpiling for the future or still putting it to use?
Well, that's a good question. I think many of my clients have had that question. And I think stockpiling may be a good thing in this particular environment because there's a lot of uncertainty. But we also feel expansion mode would behoove the crafty business owner that is currently open or is preparing to open in the number of phases that either their city or state may be going through. So if you're in phase one and expect to go to phase two soon, it may make sense to start expanding, and whether it's hiring, advertising, marketing, and getting ordering inventory, just various things to start to get your business up and running again. However, if you're already doing business as, then, you know, expansion mode compared to your competitor may work to your benefit, because maybe the other companies out there in your realm of business are not expanding and marketing. And so you may have a leg up advantage. Only if your business is not really running and you don't expect it to open up anytime soon, then maybe stockpiling makes sense. And of course, trying to get some kind of yield on your money as you stockpile, it would be our recommendation.
Also, another question for you: what advice would you give a business owner who currently has a large amount of idle cash, and how can they begin using it differently? What's your thought on that?
Yeah, I mean, I think very, very similar to some of the examples I said in the beginning. If you stockpiled cash and it's over and above your the money that you need for the next 3 to 4 months, I really think that you should look at a bond ladder. So a bond ladder is essentially having different maturity dates of various yielding vehicles. And so, for instance, you could have a 3 month, 6 month, 9 month, and 12 month term. And so at the end of 3 months, something comes due, you either need the money for the next 3 months, or you put it at the back of the rung and put that at the next 12 months. And then your 6 month that you started at, when you started with the 6 month, the 3 and the 6 and the 9 and the 12, the 6 month now has 3 months to mature. And then as these bond ladders come due, you can either use the money, a portion of the money, or roll it to the end. And then you'll find that obviously the older, the longer maturity date money will be a higher yield typically. And so that will go in a cycle basically, and you'll maximize your yield while also being able to get to the money as quickly as possible. A lot of these vehicles, these short-term instruments, are very liquid, so getting to the money or accessing the money should not be a problem. However, this helps kind of coordinate how this money will become due if you use a bond ladder.
Michael, certainly has been great to connect with you, and really appreciate all the valuable information and advice shared on the program on idle cash and cash reserves. Can't thank you enough. If someone wanted to reach out and connect with you or to get more information on yourself and your services, where's the best place to do so online?
Yeah, so you could online, my website, www.springdeltaliketheairline.com, www.springdelta.com, and there you'll be able to learn more about me, about the firm, and what we're doing with our clients. You'll also be able to give me a call or send me an email to get in contact to learn more about how we can help.
And certainly appreciate that. Again, folks, it is springdelta.com. Mr. Lockwood, all the best. Thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
And you too. We've been speaking with Mr. Michael Lockwood, founding principal of Spring Delta Asset Management, a wealth and asset management firm based in New York. And for all the details, visit springdelta.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.